Blog Talk Radio.
Now it's time for us to show our love for Jeff Bradshaw and friends.
Greetings and good evening, and welcome to Catharsis on Is That Jazz Radio. I am your host, Ebony Zuvia. Catharsis is a moment of release, a psychological release of unbalanced emotions, a purification and a clarification, a moment of self, and what I like to call a moment of beyond self-awareness. Please continue to unwind and expand your mind by listening to Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes, and we'll be back with you in a moment. Once again, I thank you so much for tuning in to Catharsis on Is That Jazz Radio. Y'all got to excuse me because I'm winding down myself. I just literally made it in the house coming from Philly to Delaware and a lot going on. I got children in here, so if y'all hear some noise in the background, please excuse the babies. You know I love the babies. But we do have today on the show Brother Jasir Ali, who is the founder and CEO of Universal Resolutions, in which he specializes in solutions to resolve issues of debt while addressing the economic hardships of our communities. As a cosmologist, he has tapped into a sacred science that will help to guide you in every aspect of your life. As a father, husband, brother, son, and a great friend, you can often find Brother Jasir engaging our people in discussions regarding the liberation of our communities spiritually, culturally, politically, and economically. Brother Jasir, peace to you, my brother.
Peace.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I'm good. Like I said, you already know I just got in. You know, be climbing on me right now. I don't know what she's doing. She's trying to get the keys. Okay, go ahead. But I'm good. So we're just going to go ahead and jump right on in. Ja, as an Aboriginal jurist, what is your objective when it comes to the universal law and laws of society?
As an Aboriginal jurist?
Yes, as an Aboriginal jurist.
My objective is to provide our people with any and all remedy that we can apply in our lives today to make our conditions better. When it comes to universal law, as many people know, especially if they listen to all the other speakers that spoke before me, and if you don't, you're about to find out that universal law is something that our ancestors always was in alignment with. That is what made them so great. So, for example, at the Aboriginal jurors, I help people to understand the universal law of attraction. All right? Meaning that the reality that we have in our minds, the thoughts that are processing in our mind, is the reality that we're going to manifest here on Earth.
Right.
When they start to understand that, it's all about changing the conditioning of our thinking. And as an Aboriginal jurist, when dealing with universal law, it's all about bringing justice and balance. And in our society today, we don't have that balance, whether it's politically, socially, economically, spiritually. We don't have that. So that puts me in a position to have an objective to reach my people mentally, to help enlighten them and educate them on a universal scale through our consumer education services and programs that we have for our people to help us get out of our conditions that we're in today. With the law that we see today in society, it is designed to keep us confused. And what we know is that when we are taught in their education and school systems, and many of us been through them, you know, if you grew up in America, you've been to the European education and school system, we don't get skilled on how to understand civics. We don't get to understand politics, nationality. We don't get to understand our consumer rights, taught how to protect ourselves contractually when we deal in contracts every day. This is something that's deliberately set up so that our people can always fall victim. So my objective is to assist with recovering from this economic crisis that our people are suffering from in reality. This is no theory. You can go in any inner city, middle class, it don't matter. We're experiencing an economic crisis. And it's only because of our lack of knowledge. So my objective is to enlighten and empower our people with everything that they need mentally so that they can carry it out physically for the betterment of our future.
Right. And we appreciate you, Jasir. I know a lot of people that you have helped in so many different ways with that really, truly appreciate you. I know I do, and Sister LaDonna, I know she does as well. Receiving a Law Master's Certificate as well as a Cosmology Certification at the Aboriginal University Academy of Universal Science, how do the two complement each other as you tackle solutions with debt while also providing spiritual guidance counseling?
Okay. They complement each other very well, actually. All right. Due to the result of us being in an economic crisis, when people are broke, almost in destitute, and trying to survive out here, that puts a little weight on their spirit. It has their spirit down. It has their spirit low. They stressed out. They depressed. They getting sick. Arguments, fights. It's just chaos when our economics is not in order. All right? It really messes with us spiritually and mentally. Okay? If a brother or sister, they got money, they energy is different. They vibrant. They're excited. You know, you can tell and they glow when they're around people that they're doing well, and, you know, it reflects in their life. And it's the same for, you know, vice versa. You know, when we're stressed out, you know, we don't know how we're going to pay our rent next month. We don't know how we're going to pay our water bill, electricity, you know, put food on the table for our children, you know, put clothes on their backs. You know, people out here, you know, you can see the stress on their face. You can see it in their body language. You can see it in their conversation, which just turns around and tells you can see what's going on in their consciousness. So with, you know, a couple other brothers that I also work with, this puts us in a position to assist them, okay? So when I come to a person or a person comes to me needing assistance, they're in a low energy vibration, okay? Once we start to educate them on how they can protect themselves as consumers and contractually, that's where the spirituality comes in at. That's where the cosmology comes in at. All right? because this allows me now to know how to deliver everything to my client, everything to the community, I mean, to whoever I'm helping. Okay? And then you see the spiritual healing take place as we go through the education services. Their conversation is different. Their glow is different. That's what fulfills me for the work that I do. I like to see that spiritual healing take place. Because why? Because now they're getting assistance where they're going to get remedy, and it's going to help them clear up their credit, not be put out of their homes, and it just puts them in a better position overall. So being an Aboriginal jurist puts me in a position to help my people in that manner. I know a lot of people say that, you know, but you're not a bar licensed attorney. You know, I don't want to be, okay? What most people don't know is that they are opening themselves to a bar. And what most people don't know, even who those who go to law school, I know people personally who saying they want to go to law school to pass the bar, and then I ask them, what is the bar? And they don't know. The bar is the British Accredited Registry. Y'all can go do research on your own for that. But the bottom line is, those who oath themselves to the bar is oathing themselves to uphold colonial law. And most attorneys that's out here can't help the people because their interest is for the corporations. Their best interest is not for the people. So there's but so far that an attorney can help our people with, and that's why we always get thrown, you know, through the ringer with attorneys. And that's not my objective. My objective is to put me, my family, and my people, and anybody else that are consumers that's been victimized, a better education on how to protect themselves and enforce their consumer rights. In which, other words, spiritually lift them up. It spiritually put them in a better place. And having a certificate as a cosmologist allows me to know how to read my community, whoever I'm dealing with. I can read their energy. I can help direct their energy into a specific area so they can get more fruit out of it. You know, a lot of us, we're stuck and trapped in a box that we have to do everything like everybody else. Therefore, we take away from our true potential because we're not designed to be like anybody else but ourselves. So, unfortunately, we're put in a position where, though, I can't focus on having my own business because I got to work all the time. Okay? That takes me off of my true path. That takes me off of what I need to be fulfilling here on this earth in this time. So, therefore, since I'm not tapping into my fullest potential to have a better life, somebody is draining that potential out of us. Therefore, that's why we keep going through these cycles of repetitive economic crisis.
Right. And we're just so willingly to give to people that we don't even know. Doesn't make sense at all. Who don't have our best interests.
So
at all.
As I'm going through the educational services with the community or whoever I'm helping, puts them in a position to change their lives altogether because now they're going to be doing or putting energy in areas that needs the most so that they can start getting better production on a daily basis every day of their life. That's what the cosmology allows us to do, which is our ancestral astropsychological studies of the universe.
Exactly. Thank you, Ja. I mean, it's obvious that they coincided with each other, you know. I'm going to ask you one more question. But for the listeners out there, family, if you have any questions for Jasir, I'm going to ask Jasir one more question, and then we're going to go on a break. So if you have any questions for our brother Jasir Ali, please press 1 so our engineer Tracy can tune you in, you know, bring you into the conversation, okay? Ja, yes. Knowing you, of course, for quite some time now, I know you pretty well, and you are one of my best friends and also the godfather of my daughter. You know, being that close to you, I know you have worked with many people, even people close to me, to help them relieve debt. For an example, you've managed to help people get relief when it comes to mortgage fraud. Can you please explain to our family and listening audience what mortgage fraud is and how you go about dealing with it?
I don't really subscribe to the language mortgage fraud no more.
Okay.
I usually now subscribe to the language of just, I just want to call it mortgage fraud. I would call it mortgage corruption.
Got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Because yeah.
That's what's going on. It's really corruption going on. So how we deal with it is, one, we don't know what a contract is. Okay? So, again, this is what I was talking about earlier. Since we've never been schooled or trained on how to engage in contracts, we've been put into a framework of thinking to just put our signature on anything and not read the contract before signing it. Okay? What we don't know is that a contract is between two parties. So, for example, if I was to provide education and services to you, there will be a contract written out. I will sign it, and you will sign it.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have a witness that makes it a binding contract.
Exactly.
But when we deal with these promissory notes and these mortgage instruments, there's only one signature that goes on that document, and that's ours. So is it really a contract? Well, you know, that's something that can be discussed at a later date. But the main thing is they subject us to these instruments, the note and the mortgage.
Right.
And the thing is, we think that they're loaning us something, okay? They're not loaning us anything, okay? What's actually being done is, because your signature is the only one on the promissory note, or on the note, what they do, they take your signature and convert it into an asset. They do what's called a blank endorsement. And then they securitize
right.
it, and it's, you know, it's a whole process behind that, you know, that's too much to go into right now. But they pretty much convert your personal information and your signature into a bond, and they get assets off of that. While never disclosing it to you. And then they draw what's called a line of credit to whatever institution. But credit is just debt. That's all it is. So what they did was created 10 times the amount, whatever your note was, and you add into a debt. Which is credit, and then they draw a line of credit. But they never took their personal assets and loaned you anything.
Right.
So if I was to give you a loan, if we was to be right here and you say, I need to borrow $5,000 and I have $10,000 in the bank, I would be able to withdraw $5,000 and show that I suffered a decrease or a deficit in my asset in my bank account. I would have that paper trail to support that I loaned you something on top of the contract to support the contract. So they never do that. They never show you where the money come from. And they never should tell you who you're really paying, because the money that you send to the services is the whoever is requesting payment.
Mm-hmm.
They're the services. They're not the creditors. Allegedly, they're just given the right to collect payment from you. But they're not even the ones who supposed to have loaned you the money. When you receive that correspondence, you don't know who you're paying.
And then your signature is being passed around and your information is being passed around, so who knows?
Passed around. The mortgage mm-hmm. is being assigned immediately after closing. It's so much going on where there's a separation between the note and the mortgage.
Right.
So therefore, if they assign the mortgage and they don't assign the note or the mortgage loan, then the mortgage is invalid, because the note is only enforceable if they're in a connection with the note. So because there's a separation of the note from the mortgage, the note is unenforced. I mean, the mortgage is unenforceable. So what they usually do, you default, you know, what most people do. Think about it. You take out a $100,000 loan, allegedly, and then by the end of the 30-year or 20 to 30-year mortgage, you don't pay $300,000. $200,000 of that is interest. Do that make sense? You loan me $1,000 and I'm paying you back $350,000. I mean $100,000 and I'm paying you back $350,000. And then you subjected me to these monthly payments that you know I was never going to be able to make these payments for long term. They already know that. It's a setup.
Next thing you know, your children are in debt as well. It's like a generational cycle.
It's a generational cycle, but that's what we're doing today. We're breaking that curse. We're breaking that curse. We're not passing this debt on to our children's children. We're in a period that all that stops today. If you wanted to change, if you wanted to stop, it can stop.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing on point is that they never loan you anything. And then they have you paying back money to private investors, and then they're used, you know, the mortgage company is used as a front man, close on your house, take your house, put you and your family out on the streets, don't care about where you go, how you get there, or any of that. So I assist people, along with my other partners, with challenging the mortgage foreclosure action with your consumer rights. You have the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. You have the Fair Credit Reporting Act. You have and so many other laws that we use to show that they don't have a valid mortgage, to show that they failed to fulfill all the conditions within the contract. Therefore, they're not entitled to the release. And what our people don't know, because what people do when they get foreclosed on, they just leave their house.
No, and they didn't even have to leave in the first place. Like, it's not even funny, but at the same time, it's funny, but it's so sad at the same time, because you are breaking down corruption at its finest, honestly.
Well, say that again, I'm sorry.
I said it's sad, but at the same time, you know, it's funny, but then again, it's not funny, you know, because you're breaking, they're getting us in so many ways. And you are breaking down, I said, corruption at its finest. Like, we are bamboozled by this system of corruption.
Yeah, because again, we never get taught how to protect ourselves. So, therefore, when we go down to the courthouse, you know, they only used to us coming down there for you know, crimes, child support. Right. You know what I mean? Paying fines and stuff like that. Like, that's where they got us at within the court system and got us afraid to be able to just even talk in court. That's all you do when you go to court. You're just talking.
I'm using the correct dialogue, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what we don't know is we don't know how to function within the courts. We don't know how the court operates. So therefore, we always fear the unknown. So because we don't know about it, we get afraid of even going in there until you start getting some consumer education, and then you know that these are the procedures and steps that you have to take to protect yourself, and you can go in there and save your house, save whatever, any type of other situation you're dealing with.
Exactly, because that fear starts to dissipate. Listen, Jai, you are, like I said, you are bringing corruption to an end, and we are going to come back with you. We're going to go on a short break, but we will be back with Brother Jasir Ali, who is the founder and CEO of Universal Resolutions, which he specializes in solutions to resolve issues of debt while addressing the economic hardships of our communities. We will be back with Brother Jasir in a moment, family.
Yeah. When he asked me if I had something to say for him, lift on the scale, had my mind in a twirl, and realized I was carrying the weight of the world. Who else would bear the burden, give the shirt on their back, rejuvenate the streets and rehabilitate rap? You see these minds are strapped, and I can see where they at, living in these fantasies that's about to collapse. I see a breach in their heart when I reach in their heart and grab them before more ignorance starts to kill on communities, rain our true abilities, frame them. The picture's the same, most of y'all feeling me, the rest of y'all not, cause you're missing the point, trying to blow up the spot and fill a slot of a new way slave. It's a shame how our people behave. Got our roots turning over in graves. Gotta walk on the path that they pave. I'm not the first or the last of the brave to break chains.
I want to think about it. I want to get free and ease my mind, but I just can't get away. And come to think about it, I want to get free and ease my mind, but we gotta find a better way. Welcome to loyal.
Peace, family. We are back on Catharsis on Is That Jazz Radio. I am your host, Ebony Zudia. We have Brother Jasir, who is an Aboriginal jurist, master in law, and a cosmologist. Family, if you have any questions, please, again, all you have to do is press 1, and we'll bring you in right now. Tracy,
Ebony,
you did
we have
say
one.
There was someone on the line.
Ebony, we have one question from a 301 error code. I'm bringing them on now.
Okay, thank you. Peace, family.
Peace, peace, peace to the God, Brother Jasir, Khalif.
Peace, God. What's going on, God?
Man, I'm just listening to you drop the God. Yeah, man, that's all.
Oh, man, good. Thanks, bro. I appreciate the support.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Did you have a question, Kyle? Were you just showing love?
I'm showing love. That's my partner.
Yeah,
yes,
this is my partner and doing the work, you know. My partner,
right, okay.
So, you know, this
awesome.
Brother is doing great things out here in the community for our people. And he's making, you know, I can't even express how well he's doing out here. He just did something for the first time in our community ever. And that is, he has gave a member so much consumer education that individual was then able to go and file a lawsuit against a credit card company and make out a settlement for $50,000.
Wow!
That's how they're changing the game when it comes to people understanding their consumer rights.
Wow.
See, what we don't know is that these banks and these corporations, they got laws to follow too.
Exactly.
And just like they try to subject us or hold us accountable to laws and everything like that, we can also hold them accountable as well. But again, this brother is doing outstanding things in the community, you know, stopping share sales, showing people how to stop share sales, showing people how to do things on their own. You don't need attorneys who's not even going to direct you in the right direction, that's not going to act in your best interest. There's only one person that's really going to act in your best interest, and that's you. But first you have to be empowered and encouraged to know how to execute that, how to implement that. And I just want to, you know, show thanks to my partner.
Yes, sir.
We've been working together. He has helped strengthen me grow in certain areas. So, you know, if people want to know what real brotherhood is about, if people want to know what it's like or want to see what can be demonstrated and brought out as a result of what brothers working together can produce, he is the brother that I would want by my side, because he is demonstrating by being a living example of the work that can be done to change the conditions of our lives and our families. Everybody do a lot of talking out here about what we need to do. We're not talking about what we need to do. We're out here doing it.
Yes, sir.
And until we do it, we're going to keep repeating the same behavioral conditions that we find ourselves in, and it's never going to get better. The only way that's going to change is if we change the way we think and the way that we act. And I truly appreciate this brother right here for being my brother and for knowing what's needed to put in the work so that we can build a better future for ourselves and our families.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well, that's a beautiful thing, and that is something y'all definitely need to build a brotherhood and implement more brothers into what y'all doing, because that's beautiful. that is very, very beautiful, and that's unity. And that's what, exactly what we need. And I appreciate both of you brothers. I really do. That's divine love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kali, if you wanted to add anything, brother, you're willing to say whatever you need to say.
I mean, I really don't got too much to add. I mean, the brother pretty much covered it in its entirety for the most part. Like you said, man, there's a lot of people out here talking. You know, a lot of people say that, you know, they want to do the work. But, I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, it typically doesn't happen. So, like I said, we just need more people out here to take, you know, affirmative action to change the condition or to break the cycles that we've been currently faced with. So, I mean, that's pretty much it. I mean, he broke down the mortgage situation and explained, you know, exactly what's going on. There is relief, obviously. And, you know, we just ready to work. We're ready to work. Been working and we're ready to work.
Been working.
Right. Well, brother, can you please do me a favor? Can you just let people know how they can get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, you can reach out to my partner, Josh here. He's my partner, so.
Okay, got
anybody
you. Got
to reach out, you just go through Universal Resolution. And like I said, any business that pretty much comes through, you know, we know about, so I mean, they can reach out to him. People need to understand that they have power, particularly pertaining to consumer protection. They were made for consumers, for the people. They were put in place for the least sophisticated, unsophisticated consumer. And they're not written in a way for us not to understand as well, too. And they're written and they're put into place so people can act as private, so-called, I guess you can say, attorneys, and hold these banks, these creditors, these non-bank services accountable for their actions. So it's not rocket science. I mean, particularly pertaining to, like, the Telephone Consumer Protection Act or even the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. They're written for us to understand. And there's strict liability. It just means that at any point that they deviate away from, you know, a particular statute that they have to follow, they're subject to liability. So we just need to understand that the power is really in our hands. We just need to become educated in the system and be able to implement and get remedy within the system. It's there. And it's feasible. So I just hope and pray, you know, people will wake up and see what's at our fingertips, because we're really not victims. I mean, everything is there that we need in order for us to break the cycles and turn it around and put ourselves in a position to really hit them where it hurts, which is their pocket. And then we can use whatever we get from doing that to change our situation. So that's all I have to say, really.
Exactly. Yes, thank you. See, I told you had something to say.
Yeah, he always got something to say. Yeah,
of course. And this is for everybody. This is not my show. This is our show. So just voice whatever you have to say. But I appreciate you, brothers. And Jasir, please let the family and the listener audience know how to get in touch with you, brothers, Universal Resolutions.
Yeah, well, I can be reached directly at 215-341-2103. My email is consultant15@gmail.com. If anybody have any questions or concerns that they don't want to talk about on the radio, you can send me those questions or concerns, and then, you know, we'll look at everything and see how we can assist you to the best of our ability.
Right.
I could be reached on Facebook as well, under Jasir Ali. Anybody want to inbox me or ask me any questions? And that's Jasir. I know it's on the blog talk, but it's Jasir Ali, Ali. And I'm willing to assist anybody that's willing to assist themselves. Meaning that you got to be willing to put in the work to free yourself. Freedom fighters are still out here.
Exactly. And nobody can save you but you. Thank you so much, Jasir. Thank you, colleague. We appreciate that. I wanted to just mention something real quick. When Franklin Roosevelt took office in March of 1933, he passed an emergency legislation that was supposed to be the start of the process to restore confidence in the banking system, which followed by the Banking Act of 1933. Now, that bill was said to be designed to provide for safer and more effective use of the assets of banks, to regulate interbank control, to prevent the undue diversion of funds into speculative operations, and for other reasons that we are probably beyond what most of us can even imagine. There was a guy by the name of Carter Glass. He was a senator of Virginia and a former Treasury Secretary in that time. And I mention him because he was the primary force behind the Banking Act, as well as a co-founder of the Federal Reserve. Before that bill was named the Banking Act of 1933, it was named after the ones who sponsored it, which was Carter Glass and a representative of Alabama, Henry Steagall. It was originally called the Glass-Steagall Act, and you can look it up, Glass-Steagall Act. And I just mentioned that so we can understand the entities we are dealing with and so we can understand that the Banking Act is a summary of the law and not an interpretation. But moving on to the cosmological aspect of what you do, brother, can you explain to us the type of spiritual guidance counseling you provide?
That's my favorite work. You know, that's what I really enjoy doing that. So, yes, actually what I do is I give people spiritual guidance through a cosmology reading, and what that allows me to do is to help that individual see themselves in a different light than they've never been seen before. A lot of things in this world are designed for us to look outside of ourselves to find the answer to whatever's going on in our life, where this puts me in a position to help people focus on who they are on the inside so they can cultivate that energy and then manifest it in the physical. So I can take somebody's birthday, okay, and I can let them know their spiritual energy. I can let them know how they carry out that spiritual energy. And then I can let them know they really need to be focusing on so that they can get the most potential out of themselves. And what that does, that puts people in a different position mentally and spiritually because I don't know them. And for the type of things that are shared with them in the reading, it opens them up. Not that they didn't know, it just gave them the affirmation and the confirmation to be themselves and that who they are is who they are and they're not designed to be nobody else. So we do a life reading, where as though we take your birthday, we have a formula that we use to find out your birth card. Your birth card is your cosmic gift. That is your spiritual energy. That is your spiritual self. If anybody in the world can face reality, we have a spirit that is within this body or that is operating this body. Okay? So your birth card tells you who your spirit cosmic gifts are. All right? Then we go what's called your planetary ruler card, which further explains how you're going to carry out that spiritual energy in the physical, through the flesh. All right? Your next card is your planetary number card. And your planetary number card is what we call the master key card, because once you master this energy, it cultivates and brings out the most potential and the highest potential out of your birth card and your planetary ruler card, all right? Now, sharing that information with somebody to help them see themselves, because I'm not the best reader. They are the best reader because they are the only ones that have been living their life.
Exactly.
All right? So all I'm doing is just sharing a divination reading with them to help them direct their energy into a better way, onto a better area. All right? So we have a lot of things that we are looking for on the outside. The answer is already within us. The only thing we have to do is be directed on how to find that source within us so that we can find a solution with whatever we're dealing with. Okay, so it doesn't matter if it's, you know, who you want to date. You know, you can find out what type of person will be more compatible to you. You know, if it's a couple reading, we can point out the energies between the girlfriend or the boyfriend or the husband and the wife so that they can see each other's truest energies so that when they move forward, they know how to cultivate that energy so that they can get the best out of their relationship. If it's somebody who's looking for a career path, you can show them this is where your potential is at when it comes to a career. This is who you are. This is the area. And believe it or not, most people are already in their area. It's just in a dysfunctional manner.
Right.
We just gotta direct them how to cultivate their energy in a better light, so that they can start reversing the condition for the better. A lot of us is in our conditions for the worse. It just helps them see themselves more and take control and take accountability for their actions. Okay? Society thinks that, you know, they have us thinking that, you know, it's okay to just continuously make the same mistake over and over and over and over and over again. That's acceptable out here. But there's no real true habilitation, no real true healing, no real spiritual guidance that's been given to help our people get the most out of their lives. And what we use an ancient divination card calendar system that was created by our ancestors, but specifically it's the oldest divination system in the world.
Wow.
Which originates in America with the Tudushi, or what they call Olmecs or Mayans. Mm-hmm. And it's the most accurate system in the world. I have helped people change their lives by giving them a reading. I have people
right.
come to me that they have an issue in a house. They just dealing with low energy right now. Or it's a lot of chaos, it's a lot of, you know, aggression going on in their life that they don't understand why this negativity is coming their way. And then I give them a reading, and then later on that day, they tell me how everything pans out. That's how accurate
right.
the system is. You can find out what's going on with you a month from now, 2 weeks from now. You can find out what's going to go on with your life every day of the week. So that you can know that every day this is what I'm going to be doing. This day this is what I'm going to be doing. So that each day you're doing nothing but making progress.
Right.
You're doing nothing but moving forward. And that is what this system is supposed to do. It's supposed to cultivate you to your highest potential so that you can manifest that in the proper light.
And that's
exactly.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, it's just funny because it's a lot of people that have been out here. Like, I hear all people say all the time, especially, like, you know, a lot of elders or, you know, people that's in their mid or higher 30s and whatever. They just talk about how, yeah, I used to do that when I was younger or, you know, I've been doing that for 30 years, and, you know, I've been studying this science and that. But something is missing because there's no way we have all of these sciences and we're not making any progress as a people. Our ancestors were great civilizations for a reason, because they wasn't just talking about the science. They was applying the science. And if we want to get back to where our ancestors were or even better, we got to start living how they was living. Today we live like Europeans. Therefore, that's why it don't work for us. Church is really not working, you know, contemporary or modern, you know, the Muslim communities out here, you know, it's a lot of dysfunction going on everywhere. It's just we're not making no progress.
Right. Do you teach this cosmological aspect of what you're talking about? Like, do you have any classes on it just yet, or?
Well, right now.
Or will you be implementing it in the future?
Right now I'm in the process of formulating my own curriculum. When I learned it, you know, I give thanks for, you know, when I learned it, but I feel though it can be reformatted so that I can help people in the way that I feel though they can be helped on learning the system so that they can take it, apply it to their lives, you know, and help others. Yeah, you know, no point of having this information and not helping others that want to do something good with it.
Exactly, and there's always, always room for improvement, in my mind, anyway.
Yeah, absolutely, so we transition. So, we have that. We also have our consumer education program that's going to be coming out in the summer to really, you know, educate and train people on how to assist people with enforcing their consumer education rights.
Right.
So that'll be coming in the summer. And, you know, I'll definitely be sure to send out information to everybody that I know. And anybody that's interested in wanting to learn it and, you know, do this particular aspect of the work for our community, because the economic crisis is real, you know. We need to stop taking our money and giving it to everybody else and taking from ourselves.
Exactly. Jasir, as a businessman, yes, Tracy.
Quinny, we've had a caller on the line for a little while wanting to ask a question. I wanted to know if he could join in on the conversation.
Of course. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Hello.
On the air.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm good. This is Brother Rock.
I know that voice. Hey, Rock.
Hey, peace, Brother Rock.
I wanted to call in and just thank Jasir for all that he does, you know, for all the people that he does this for. And then listen, I wanted to ask the question, what is it that you think would speed up the process of people becoming knowledgeable of, you know, what you do to the point where more people do it than what's doing it now?
Well, it just got to be, what has to be done is mass education. That has to be done. A curriculum has to be put together so that our people can study the material and understand what it takes to do the work. And that's exactly what we'll be doing this summer. I can't really speak for what everybody else are doing, but what it's going to take is going to take some real intense training and study so that others can come out here and duplicate the services that's being provided to our people. And that's in the works. That's in the works right now.
All right. Well, let me just say this to you. I want you to know that, for lack of a better word, I'm putting myself in position to be a test project for the rest of my family that I have been educating on this. And as soon as we are done with this process with me, then we have a lot of people standing in line to go through this, man. I just want you
Absolutely.
To know that.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we're going to get it done. We're going to definitely get it done. I'm sure that, you know, the brother don't mind. I do have somebody that is in Delaware that is carrying out the services. Brother Shaddai El Bay is also an Aboriginal jurist who has been working close with me recently, and who I've been, you know, showing the work to. And he's been assisting you, right, Brother Rock?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So people really not going to, they're really not going to comprehend what can be done until they actually go through it. For example, most people think that if you do a bankruptcy chapter 7, you're going to lose your house. But for those who have been through that process, know that that's not actually true. And I just want to, you know, shout out my brother Shaddai, because it takes a lot of courage and strength to step out on faith to want to even attempt to help somebody at that level, at the rate that he's doing it. And if anybody wants to get in contact with Brother Shaddai El Bay, who's located in Delaware, and they need any assistance, you know, he can be reached. He's there to help. The brother Shaddai El Bay, number is 302-588-7547, and he's doing tremendous work out there. And I, you know, will continue to work with him and support him, just like he's been supporting me. And, you know, he's going to continue to help those who want to get out of the conditions that they're in. I hope the brother ain't going to get mad at me for giving out his math and his name. But, you know, the people need to know that there are people close by to you that can assist you. And that, you know, wherever you turn, you can get some help. It don't matter if you're in Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, D.C. You know, it's people out here doing the footwork to assist those who need it. But, again, you know, in the very near future, we will be having that in place for those who want to learn and can learn it. And then they will definitely be able to take that same information and really help people where they need to be helped. Are there any other questions, brother?
Nope. I just wanted to say thank you, man. I mean, you know, it's a load off of my mind, and it's so educational for me, you know, because I'm studying this process as I go through it.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to hear that. Did everybody hear that? He say he's studying the process. Only you is going to free yourself. Therefore, you got to know what you're talking about to get the remedy. But I'm happy that you said that, brother.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I give thanks for the support and for supporting Brother Shaddai, and, you know, having the strength and the courage to allow him to assist you.
Thanks, DJ Rock. Jesse, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, we appreciate you. You there, Rock?
Yeah. All
right. Hey, Brother Jesse was just thanking you for allowing Brother Shaddai to assist you, and thank you for your courage.
Yeah, and I appreciate it. I just wanted to let him know he's appreciated.
And so I give thanks that you know that it's really helping you. So I give thanks.
All right, y'all. I'm gonna listen to the rest of the show and enjoy.
All right, peace, brother.
Peace, Rock. See, family. That's proof right there. That should be all the proof you need. You had someone come on that can attest to what Brother Jasir, Brother Khalik, and Brother Shaddai is doing in the community. And we're going to have a link and a rebroadcast of the show with all Jasir's information and how to reach him on the link. Okay? So we thank you again for tuning in. Tracy, if anybody has any more questions, please go ahead and feel free to go ahead and chime them in.
Well, right now, no one has any other questions, but if I may, I have like to ask a question for Jasir. Jasir, something I didn't know growing up in the law, you know, actually what the bar stood for, and I imagine that there are a lot of lawyers that kind of fit that bill how you described. Can you? Is there a different study process to become an Aboriginal jurist? And if so, I would like to know, you know, just how one goes about that path.
Yes, there is a different study path when it comes to becoming an Aboriginal jurist, opposed to an attorney. What we are doing in the process is putting together the curriculum right now. So at this moment, I can't give you step by step on what needs to be done, just over the air, but we do have a curriculum that we're putting together that will be coming out in the summer, so that if you're interested in, you know, learning on how to do it, they will definitely be able to contact me to do so. But I can give this. You have to study. It's no different than you going to school or a university, whatever it may be. You have to study, you have to study, and you have to study. And what we do, we study consumer protection laws, all right? We draft motions and pleadings. You have to understand the civil procedures of the courts for that state. So if it's Pennsylvania, it's Pennsylvania Rules of Civil Procedure, all right? You have to understand that each state has a county, so you need to make sure, you know, you understand county, local rules of civil procedure, rules of evidence, you know, knowing how to format an argument and provide the evidence to support, drafting complaints, you know, searching case law. You know, that's pretty much what involves, you know, becoming a Aboriginal jurors, you know, we have vocabulary lists, we have assignments, we have, you know, exams that will be in place to show that a person is qualified or competent enough to go out and assist the people at the level that they need assistance. And just because, and even if they don't pass, you know, with flying colors, there's always room for improvement. So don't, you know, it's not designed to discourage anyone from not even, you know, attempting to take the course, because we will work with you to ensure that you know what to do. But at that moment, you know, that's pretty much what it takes. It takes the will. You got to have the will to do this. You're going to, you know, you got to have the fire to do it, because you're going to come against opposition. You're going to come against, you know, the naysayers, you know, who, you know, are ignorant of the information. So therefore, you have to study and put yourself in a position so that when you are asked questions, you know how to answer them and articulate yourself in a competent manner, you know, to help them understand. You know, a lot of people who say they know, they really don't know. So you got to be able to, you know what you're talking about, and that's going to require you to study and take the course.
Okay, man. Thank you so much. It's something that I definitely has sparked my interest, and I'm sure we'll, you know, be talking in the future. Thank you, Ebony, for allowing me to ask my question.
No problem, brother. And I hopefully, you know, as soon as I free up some time, Jasir, I definitely want to, you know, assist again in any way that I can, you know, to help whatever I, you know, you need from me. As a businessman and an overall hard worker, do you mind sharing any other avenues that you are embarking on?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm also I have my own gourmet coffee and tea business with OrganoGold. And we just don't sell coffee and tea. but that is our main products that we do serve. Coffee is a major industry right now. Just to, you know, give a quick example of how major the coffee industry is now, you know, Dunkin' Donuts logo used to be a donut. Today it's and that's a major habit that most Americans and people in the world have. What's different about my coffee that I distribute for Organo Gold is that we have a 4,000-year-old ancient medicinal herb called Ganoderma that gets infused in the products that has plenty, many, many selling properties to it. It's good for weight loss. It's good for diabetes. It's good for lowering blood pressure. It's good for the kidneys. Good for the liver. It's the magical herb in the kingdom. That's the name that they've given Ganoderma. And this to share our product with people that do drink coffee, because coffee is so toxic. All right, one cup of coffee, it will take 17 cups of water to dissolve that one cup of coffee that went into your body. And what people don't understand is that, well, most people do. For those who, you know, drink coffee and then you have a health issues or health conditions, the doctor say, oh, you want to slow up on that coffee. You want to stop drinking coffee. And I know that some people love their coffee more than they love their doctor. So this allows people to enjoy their coffee or their habit, turn it from an unhealthy habit into a healthy habit. So it's really a health and wellness business. And the healing properties of it is amazing. I've been drinking the green tea for a little over a month now, and my body done healed and changed in so many ways. And it pretty much alkalizes and oxygenates the blood in your body. And I have a website. My website is newnucoffeecafe.myorganogold.com. And that's Organo, O-R-G-A-N-O, gold.com. And there people can purchase my coffee, or they can contact me directly. All my information is on the website. If you're in the vicinity of Philadelphia or even Delaware or close, you know, a close area to Jersey, you know, we can get the coffee and the tea to you right away. The Ganoderma is good for your skin. So we have soap products. We have a fluoride-free toothpaste. We have capsules, you know, and we have a mini variety of coffee products and flavors, okay? And this is a, you know, it's an entrepreneurship opportunity as well. So if anybody's interested in starting their own distribution business, they can contact me directly and I can show them how to get set up. I can show them, you know, where to go to do research and to get information on the products and the company, so that, you know, we can start working on residual income. I'm always working on economics. So anything that I'm a part of, best believe it's an economic opportunity that I can benefit from and that I want others to benefit from. It's all, you know, it's a lot of avenues. You know, I'm a husband, I'm a father. You know, I definitely got to fulfill those duties. You know, I'm an advocate for, you know, rites of passage for young brothers in the community. And also, this is major. I'm sorry, real quick. Within Organo Gold, I'm going to put this out for all my brothers and sisters who may have a record. Okay? There's no discrimination because you had a record. All right? you're still given an opportunity to put yourself in an entrepreneurship position and work for yourself, okay, be on your grind for yourself and not for nobody else, and put yourself in a better economic position. So those who are looking to get a second chance, or those who are looking for self-employment or employment, this is an opportunity for them to put themselves in a better position. And that's one thing that I do like about the company. So you're not going to be discriminated just because you have a record, you know, and it's opportunity for you to grow. So, yeah, that's really it, though, sis. I'm just out here being the best living example that I can be, for myself, first and foremost, but for my sons, and for any other brother and sister, because I do my best to be an example for sisters as well, to know, you know, how a brother or how a man should carry himself, you know, how a man should be a provider, you know, be a guider, protector, you know, for brothers, teach brothers, you know, how to hold their position within their household, well, within themselves first, but within their household, within their families, and within their communities, you know. That's what I enjoy doing.
And we thank you so much, Dr. You have brought so much prominent information to Catharsis this evening, and I hope and pray that the family and the viewers that are listening, the audience, excuse me, that are listening, can embrace everything that you have spoke about today. This brother is breaking the chains off of our minds, and if you can't understand that, then you need to go listen to this rebroadcast again on Is That Jazz Radio, because he's dropping some knowledge that we need. Like he said, he's giving you a second chance, and self-sustainability in our communities is a must right now, and it's a must. Dasir, we get ready to close out. So do you have any other last comments that you would like to for us to embrace before you depart us?
Well, first, I would just like to thank the Catharsis family for inviting me on the show and giving me an opportunity to, you know, to allow me to share. You know, that's all I was, that's all I'm doing. And, you know, if y'all don't know, don't believe, this is actually my first show on the air. So I just want to thank y'all for this opportunity as well.
And we appreciate you, and it's an honor to have you on Catharsis on Is That Jazz Radio. And hopefully, you know, whatever you got going on, you'll be willing to come back on, you and whoever else you want to bring on as colleague. If y'all want to do something together, you know, just, you know, hit me up. Let me know.
Absolutely, without a doubt. Thank you.
You're welcome, baby. All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in to Catharsis. We just had a cosmic explosion of knowledge with Brother Jasir Ali, who is the founder and CEO of Universal Resolutions, in which he specializes in solutions to restore issues of debt while addressing the economic hardships of our communities. As a cosmologist, he has tapped into a sacred science that will help to guide you in every aspect of your life. He is a father, a husband, a brother, son, and a, just like I said, overall a great friend and my best friend. And you can often find this brother engaging our people in discussions regarding the liberation of our communities spiritually, culturally, politically, and economically. Please, family, get in touch and stay tuned in to Jasir Ali and what he is doing. He is bringing something that most of us have no clue. And we thank you so much for tuning in. Until we meet again, peace and much love, family.
Peace.
Love, devotion, and surrender.
Love, devotion, and surrender.